So you worked with Helen on those.
Yes.
Committees, was, right? They were committees.
Well, there was there was a festival committee, and that was somebody from each of the disciplines, and Helen was for dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, so when was she hired by UBC, and was she like a full-time person?
Yes, she was hired in physical education. And of course she had the understanding, and I think that the people in phys ed also would have liked to have had a separate dance section, particularly contemporary dance.
Would you?
Contemporary dance.
When you do that, you're messing around with the microphone.
Sorry.
Do you want me to move it to the other side?
No, no.
Because that seems to be the side you're going for all the time.
Yeah, no, I just went
okay,
to that.
Okay, sorry.
So
they wanted to have a separate, but there wasn't the resources or...
No, that's right. And I don't think there was quite enough...
customers.
Yes, customers and support from the university administration. So she never did get that going. She did sometimes give courses, I think, for the extension department in the evening. And I remember she had a dance group for faculty members. Anybody could go.
And did you attend? Did you attend?
No, I didn't attend. No, I don't know. But there was one fellow in one of the science departments that I knew, and he used to go, and he said, oh, Helen's absolutely wonderful. And he'd never thought he could dance or anything, you know. But he said she had this way of drawing things out of even the most unlikely person. Yeah. So she must have been hired in about 58, I would think. Yeah.
And she, I guess, as a physical education then, because she had quite an association with the architecture department, which was another creative department.
Well, that's it. I think that she found that Fred Lazare and the other people in architecture were very sympathetic. And Lazare was a product of the Bauhaus. He was actually a Swiss, but he had been to the Bauhaus. And he got this idea, you know, that architecture was the mother of the arts, all of them, you see, and he should be encouraging all the arts. And so he actually first set up this fine arts committee to bring events and things to the campus. And then Binning took over when he became head of the department.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So Lazare was actually a very influential person. He was a very difficult man.
How so?
Well, he had these ideas, of course, and he was very determined. I mean, he would phone people at midnight, you know, to discuss something with them. I wouldn't think that other people might be in bed or something like that. So some people did find him difficult. But, he did a lot.
So when was he born?
Well, I suppose about the same time.
Same time. So they were contemporaries.
Maybe a little bit older than that.
And what had he built? Had he been a practicing architect?
Yes, he'd been in London, and he'd worked with some rather famous, you know, architectural group that were doing modern things. And then he came out here, and he built the War Memorial Gymnasium at UBC, and the Faculty Club. Hmm. And then he built several rather nice small houses for faculty people. Yeah. But again, like Bert, you know, once you're the head of a department, it's difficult to carry on to any extent, really.
And Bert was English?
Bert?
Yes.
Well, he was born in Canada.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was of English background.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, these two grandfathers who were architects in Ontario, so his family must have been settled in Ontario for quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, he was born in the Medicine Hat, but came out here, I think, when he was 13 with his parents. Yeah.
So Helen would have had a rapport then with Fred Lazare.
Yes.
And he would have... So who came after Fred was it Elder?
Yes. Henry Elder.
Took over the architecture department from Fred Lazare.
Yes,
that's and right. When would that have been? Would that have been like in the mid-60s?
Yes, Lazare was on sabbatical, 1962. And he was quite a climber, being Swiss. And he was climbing with his son in the Lake District. And the son slipped. And in Lasserre's efforts to try and hold his son, he himself fell and was killed. That was 1962.
So did they both die?
No, the son
survived.
Yeah. So that was a terrible blow to everybody, you know. I remember hearing the news, thinking, oh, terrible.
Sudden, unexpected.
Yes,
yeah.
And then Henry Elder again was English. It was quite a different type from Lasserre. Not really as creative, I didn't think.
But supportive, nonetheless.
Yes.
Of creative activity.
But by this time, of course, the Fine Arts Department was going.
Was moving.
So, and so in a way, the Fine Arts Department became the focus of all these activities.
Yeah. And the architecture department was somewhat peripheral, but nevertheless,
yes,
still.
Yes, I mean, the students all came, of course.
Right.
And some of the faculty as well.
Uh-huh. Because there was I guess it was a little later, towards the mid to late 60s, when the architecture department started to go through a major transition, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, people throwing out their desks and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes. I remember Abro Gatning saying to me once, well, Henry Elder, he's just a big bag of sugar. And he sort of...
Too sweet.
Yes, but he let anything happen. Lasserre would never... Lasserre was more disciplinary, being Swiss, I mean, you know,
right,
everything had to work properly, etc. Yeah. They were quite different types.
So Helen was doing. Was she dancing? Did she dance herself? Perform?
No, she certainly never did in the festivals. No.
So she was always a.
A sort of facilitator or something,
But she must have danced in England.
Oh, yes. She was with this Laban School of Dance, L-A-B-A-N. And I don't know who he was, but he had this school of dancing, and it was contemporary, not ballet or anything. And then she did some work with, I think it was Mary Wickram, who's another of the European dancers. Probably in England, you know, before the war. I expect she was Jewish and probably had to leave Germany. Mm. Yeah. So Helen had good training and, you know, lots of background in contemporary dance. Yes, but you're quite right. I never saw her dance.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember she used to introduce... I mean, when people like Jean Erdman gave lectures, and Helen would always introduce her. And she was always so beautiful. She wore a long dress, and sort of velvet or very textured, you know. And she was sort of beautiful in a way, with this long face and a long nose, and very moved so nicely. I always remember standing there saying these few words. Yes, so she was a performer in a way, you know. Yeah.